Proclamation number 6002 of 15th of July, 1954. Will of man determines the degree of truth. Everything that seems unacceptable to you, that you doubt or cannot understand properly, present it to me for an answer, for a solution, and it will become light in you. I say this to those who earnestly seek the truth, who want to spread it and thus exercise their teaching authority properly, who feel responsible for the teaching material they pass on. You need not fear to remain unenlightened, but you cannot obtain enlightenment intellectually and also not accept it from there, where again only the intellect was active but the original source of truth was not approached for it. But you can draw knowledge from the original source and it will also refresh you because it is clear and pure. As long as you humans have not grasped this truth, you are not protected from erroneous thoughts. You will then be walking on a sheet of ice which can collapse at any time. You lack the support of inner conviction, and you will be and remain searching and yet not be able to find the truth. But you must also understand that much error was able to enter the world because I do not curtail the human being's will, who therefore can also distort or deform the purest truth according to his will. That the human being's will therefore determines whether he walks in truth or in error, in wrong thinking. And therefore it is wrong to say that a teaching, a tradition, must remain pure because I watch over it. I certainly take care again and again that the pure truth is guided to earth. I certainly assure every person the right thinking, the right understanding for truth, who turns to me myself and asks me for enlightenment of spirit. But what you humans then do with this spiritual knowledge again is your own free will. You can certainly keep it pure if you are of good will, but you can also very easily deface it without being prevented from doing so, otherwise your will would be unfree. You can, if you interpret my word, also give this word of mine a different meaning and will not be hindered by me. And thus my pure teaching has also been badly disfigured in the course of time because the giver of the teaching, the giver of truth, was disregarded. Because my spirit, which alone secures the pure truth, was unable to work. And therefore it is necessary that again and again clarification comes from above. That my word is repeatedly conveyed to earth in all purity. That error is uncovered and the working of the Spirit is revealed. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will endure forever. My word. Not the word formed by men. And that is why I speak again and again to people. To those who recognize the original source of truth in me and come to me to draw from the spring of life. Anyone who takes the path directly to me will also be able to receive directly from me, and whatever originates from me is truly good and pure and will bring you blessings. This source is not closed to any human being, yet you must come to it yourselves. The desire for the water of life, for the pure truth, must urge you towards me so that I can refresh you with an incomparable gift. With my word, which is the emanation of my love and touches everyone who approaches me longingly. Amen.